This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and good afternoon, New England. We're going to start the program today in Old England with the London Olympics. In a moment, Only a Game's Bill Littlefield is going to talk with us about the gold medal win by the U.S. gymnastics team, women, and about allegations of corruption in the sport of badminton. But first, let's get an update from on the ground in London.
NPR's Tom Goldman has been covering much of the action in London. And Tom, great to have you on Radio Boston. Thanks for joining us.
Anthony, it's a pleasure.
So let's start with a big local news today, local to Londoners, that is. Host nation Great Britain finally landed a couple of gold medals. Is that right?
There is happiness. There is euphoria. People are climbing down off the Tower Bridge because Team Great Britain, as we call them, Team GB here, won their first gold medal. It was in the women's pairs rowing, and hip, hip, hooray for Heather Stanning and Helen Glover, who piloted their boat to victory in front of an ecstatic crowd at the rowing venue that included royalty, Prince Harry and Prince William. No report on whether they were ecstatic, but they were there.
Well, it's funny you mentioned ecstasy, because the British, of course, are famous for dialing back their excitement and lowering their expectations, but I guess they couldn't contain it today, right?
Absolutely not. And no, they've been full-throated in their support. What we haven't seen yet, and they've got to win a few more medals. We witnessed this in Canada at the last Winter Games, was swagger when they started to win. So we're going to see if the Britons come up with some swagger. But then after the rowing, of course, they were followed up by another gold medal today. Bradley Wiggins, who just recently won the Tour de France, he won the cycling time trial. So very exciting day. They're on the board with gold.
And do they look poised to keep racking up medals in future events, or is this as good as it gets for Team GB?
They do look poised because the sports that are really kind of in their wheelhouse are starting to happen now with finals. Rowing, and you've got 14 different events in rowing, so there's a chance to haul in some medals there. You've got more cycling coming up. Track cycling starts on Thursday. So, yeah, things are starting to happen.
Let's turn to suspicions that Yi Shiwen, the 16-year-old Chinese swimmer, who won gold at the 400-meter medley on Saturday, has been taking illegal drugs. Yet all her post-race drug tests have come up clean, as I understand. What's going on here?
That's absolutely right. The problem, if you want to call it a problem, in other times we may have called it an astounding performance, but at the end of that medley race that you spoke of, her last 50 meters were so astounding that it started people wondering. And one person in particular, John Leonard, who's a respected and recognized swimming coach for many years, said of Yi's performance, which actually was faster than Ryan Lochte's last lap in the men's race of the similar distance, John Leonard said, the performance is unbelievable, literally.
Yeah, now, Tom, some have suggested that this is just Western skepticism at Asian achievement. And in fact, some commentators in China are calling this outright racism.
Oh, yeah. The Chinese are extremely insulted and mad about this, and perhaps, you know, rightfully so. But swimming is one of those sports that's had its share of doping problems, including the Chinese in the 1990s in particular. And it's a sad statement about the legacy of doping, is that when something remarkable happens anymore, especially in these Olympic sports, people wonder. There are also officials with the London Organizing Committee who are saying, you know, let's take it easy. You got to be really careful when you start labeling people as dopers.
Well, bring us up to date on another controversy rocking the Olympics, and that's four women's badminton teams, one from China, two from South Korea, one from Indonesia, accused of dropping games intentionally. What's this about? Bring us up to date here.
You know, they always say any publicity is good publicity, and badminton doesn't get a lot of publicity, but I'm not so sure this is
good. I'm not so sure this is the kind they want.
Yeah, exactly. Eight players, as you mentioned, were disqualified. Several appealed, but the appeals were either overturned or withdrawn. So what happened was in these matches, the players were obviously hitting shots wide or serving into the net, and fans were booing at the matches. The suspicion is that they were trying to lose and position themselves so they would not have to meet a difficult competition until later in the tournament. This is the first time the Olympic badminton tournament has included this group stage where you're kind of jockeying for position. In the past, it was every match was a knockout, you know, so you had to win. That's what we've got, and there's a lot of, and it's got a lot of people talking.
Tom Goldman, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Anthony, it's a pleasure.
NPR's Tom Goldman reporting on the Olympic Games from London.